Berlin all had now sizable Jewish populations. And the Sephardim, who at the beginning of the 1800s were almost 20% of the Jewish people, did not experience the boom in population, and they descended to become only about 10% of the Jewish people by the end of the 19th century. And this imbalance would continue almost till our time. Now, the in order for us to understand the movements that I will discuss with you that it grew up in the in Eastern Europe in the 19th century and whose influence we all still feel today. I'm going to discuss with you the movement of Haskalah and the movement of the yeshivas and the movement of Musar, and then later the movement of nationalism culminating in Zionism. All of those movements have to be seen against the backdrop, not of the Jewish world, but against the backdrop of the non-Jewish world. And they have to be seen in the attitude that the Russian government especially had towards the Jewish people. The Jews, as I mentioned to you, were loyal to Russia during the Napoleonic War. And this loyalty was rewarded by a series of decrees which in the history of the Jewish people are probably the single worst series of decrees that we have ever undergone. They were begun by Tsar Alexander in the early 1820s, and they were continued by his son Nicholas, and then by Alexander III. And their portend for the Jewish people was the utter destruction of the Jewish people. That is what was at the heart of the decree. Cannot be said in any nice way. It is rumored that the Tsar's minister said that the Jewish program of the Russian government was that one-third should be exterminated, one-third should immigrate, and one-third should convert. That basically was the program. He did not overstate it. The elimination of the Jewish people in Russia was one of the goals of the Romanovs. And it's interesting to see how that attitude was inherited by the revolution that overthrew the Romanovs, and that struggles that exist now are still part of that struggle. The decrees are different, but the purposes are the same. Let us just talk about and describe rather the decree. The first main decree in the early 1820s, and was really put into effect in 1825, was the decree regarding the Pale of Settlement. The Pale of Settlement was an area within Russia where Jews were allowed to live. No Jews were allowed to live outside the Pale of Settlement. Within the Pale of Settlement, Jews were not allowed to live in certain cities. And The Pale of Settlement decree, in effect, prevented any chance for Jews to advance economically. It was the ghetto on a grand scale. If we want to have an idea, it would be like saying that all the Jews in the United States have to live in the Northeast Corridor. But it was far worse than that, because Jews were prevented from living anywhere within 55 kilometers of the Russian border, which was heavily